From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. North Korea sends warning to the U.S. Saturday, North Korean state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want to meet bitterer disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that if it resorts to military action, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson made the remarks at a UN Security Council meeting in New York Friday. Austria's Conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. Known as a turquoise-blue agreement, which refers to the group's political colors, the party leaders said they want to reduce burden on taxpayers and ensure greater security for the country. A statement said that includes fighting illegal immigration. 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz will be Austria's new chancellor and will become the youngest head of government in the world. The coalition government will be sworn in on Monday. Argentina has dismissed the head of its navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with 44 crew members. The move comes 1 month after the last contact with the submarine ARA San Juan. The sub disappeared in the South Atlantic November 15th with 44 sailors aboard. This is VOA News.